Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Bradford, Tioga, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're coming up on Veterans Day here, and it's an important time to talk about some veterans issues and some things that we could do to honor our veterans. And I understand that the state actually has a large number of different types of license plates that honor veterans that are available for citizens. What's going on here?
Indeed, we do. Pennsylvania drivers who wish to honor and support our veterans may do so by purchasing and honoring our veterans license plate for their car, truck, or motorcycle. For every plate sold, $15 will benefit the Veterans Trust Fund. The fund is administered by the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and provides grants to statewide charitable organizations that help our veterans, veteran service organizations, and county Veterans Affairs offices to assist veterans in need of shelter and other necessities. Veterans and active duty members of the military may also be interested in specialty plates that reflect their service to our country. And Pennsylvania offers nearly 36 different plates that feature different branches of service, military campaigns, and service medals. So if anyone needs any help obtaining those license plates, please feel free to stop by my Troy office in Bradford County or my Tioga County office in Wellsboro.
Also, the House recently took some action to help out those who are called out when we have big emergencies in Pennsylvania, and that's the National Guard. What are some of the details on this legislation?
Yes, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives voted recently to increase National Guard pay to help ensure that those who help protect our state receive fair compensation. The House voted in late October to increase the minimum state active duty pay for National Guard members from $75 to $100 per day. This is the first such increase in nearly 20 years. House Bill 602 would benefit lower-ranking enlisted personnel who earn a lower base pay due to having less time and grade in the military. The bill now advances to the Senate for further consideration.
Also, we're getting into cold weather, and that means it's going to be flu season very soon. I've actually heard of some people already being touched by it, and I understand that there's some important information people need to be aware about in terms of what they can do about it and in terms of getting vaccinations.
Absolutely. In fact, last week I had my flu shot in my doctor's office, and it is important to protect oneself and one's family from the flu. The State Department of Health is encouraging all Pennsylvanians over 6 months of age to get a flu vaccine. Infants and children, seniors, pregnant women, and people with chronic medical conditions are especially susceptible to developing flu-related complications. Again, I'd encourage those listening to talk to your doctor about obtaining a flu vaccine. However, we do have a couple of special events coming up in both Potter County and in Tioga County that provide low or no-cost flu vaccines available for uninsured and underinsured individuals. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has scheduled two upcoming flu shot clinics. Those eligible for the vaccines include individuals who are underinsured, that is to say your insurance does not cover the vaccine, or the uninsured. The maximum cost of the vaccine for eligible residents is $5, and one can pay that by check or money order. The vaccines will be given by appointment only. The first one is scheduled for November 17th from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Gunsberger Building in Main Street Countersport. And then the second one, 2 days later, November 19th, at the Tioga County State Health Center on 44 Plaza Lane in Wellsboro. Please call the Department of Health at 570-724-2911 in Wellsboro to make an appointment or if one has any questions.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.